Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Have you gone diving before?
No.
Like literally.
I snorkeled.
Do you like dive down when you're snorkeling?
I tried once and I like kind of threw up a little bit.
So. I'm running low on air. I'm running low on air right now. Need to go up to the surface. I'm running low on air.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, this is the first ever Scuba Radio Scuba Trivia Olympics. And so far, the team, the Rum Runners, made up of Jerry the Diver Guy and Casey the Tobacco Nut, have already been tortured. They got the first wrong answer, which means, in this case, they got stabbed, punched a little bit. You know, the tortures are probably going to be tweaked up as we continue through this competition. And stuff. But the question was, the dive god Neil Watson broke the depth record on what date and year of 437 feet on air? Jerry said like 1998 or something in July, way off. So he was abused accordingly. And so no points. No points, as CJ pointed out right before the break. So he gets a little ding for that one. So we're going to the next guest, or next team, I should say, with their best guess. And that would be made up of Mermaid Kristen and Narcosis Necrophiliacs. What was it again? What was the team name, Kristen?
Narcosis Junkies.
Oh, Narcosis Junkies, right. That's what I thought. Okay, so your guess of the date of when Neil Watson broke the depth record of 437 feet on air, by the way, is what date?
I thought it was like the 1970s, like 73, 74, that time frame.
73. You want to give it a date too, or no? Yeah, you're not
no.
That. Yeah.
I have no clue.
All right, that's not going to work. So let's see. Let's see what we have for her. Let's go with flamethrower. Hate to do this to you, but we're going to have roasted mermaid here. And her
is it
tail.
Good thing I have my security guard here to block the flame for me?
Well, either that or he's going to, you know, carve you up and serve you to the rest of the crew.
That's probably
the
latter.
Yes.
Greg, there's nothing
sense.
You could do to her with a flamethrower that a blow dryer she's not already used to.
Okay. Well, there's that, I guess. All right. Yeah, CJ's on a roll. He's got two dings already.
What does that mean? We get points?
No, no points.
You should award me points.
This is not a point system. You just get to survive. If you get the question right, you live to another day other than being permanently maimed from some type of torture I throw your way. So that brings us to Cock Johnson and the new retard. I mean, no, the Hammerheads. The Hammerhead team, right? Made up of CJ, Brittany the Aqua Gypsy, and Captain Walt DeMartini. So, the date of when Neil Watson broke the depth air record, 437 feet, Brittany, CJ, Walt, have a guess. What is it?
Well,
CJ, where's your head at?
I'm thinking 77.
77. Ooh.
No, that's not the answer. That's not what we're discussing.
All right, you got five seconds. Go.
Yeah, wait. We're talking.
Hurry.
Okay, listen. No, we don't have 5 seconds. We have as long as we want.
See?
July 71.
Okay, Walt says 1971. All right.
I think Walt would know better.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Walt's close personal friends with the dive guy.
Well, this is true. And
he just tolerates us.
Okay, 1971 date. You want to throw in there too or no?
July.
Of 1971. I think that's wrong, but you know what? Let's find out, because we have the dive god standing by. He's been listening into this nonsense for the last 20 minutes going, my God, you really are a bunch of retards.
Points for the closest.
Yeah. Okay. So, Mr. Neil Watson, you've heard these answers and how terrible they are. First off, Brittany, CJ, and Walt were not correct. Is that right? It was not.
That is correct. That's
correct. They're incorrect.
Okay. They are incorrect, which means they shall be tortured. We're stuffing all three of them in a hyperbaric chamber with Jerry the Diver Guy after having lunch at a Mexican buffet. Here it goes. Oh, that's... That's going to hurt. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, you know, I mean, at least they didn't lose an appendage. Look at the bright side. So everybody got it wrong. So I think it's only appropriate we have the dive god, Neil Watson, to set the record straight. So what date and year did you break the depth record there, Neil?
Walt Steve was the closest.
He was the closest.
It was October the 14th.
October the 14th, 1968, he says, right?
Dang.
68.
What's that, like 55 years ago? Something
yeah,
like that.
Okay. Wow. All
57.
Right. Okay. Well, that's, well, now we know. And I would think he would know, you know, the dive god right here. So now we know he said it. And how many people have died trying to break it since? Neil, they don't even recognize it anymore.
They quit counting it around a dozen.
Yeah. So
Greg, we were the closest because Walt said 71, so we get points.
You think?
We get points. Yes.
You get another ding. That's all you get. There are
points.
No points. There are no points.
40 points.
It's
thank
only
you.
Survival.
We're off to a huge lead.
No. Well, I mean, if you count, you know, the fact that you didn't lose an appendage and you only like burned the
40 points,
the nose hairs in your.
I'm the official scorekeeper, so
septum there or whatever. But yeah, well, okay, that is incorrect. Remember, I am judge and jury of this mayhem. All right,
not if
so,
we don't accept it.
Moving on to the next question, since we have the dive god with us, we're going to continue with this theme. So it was October 14th, 1968, that he broke the depth record of 437 feet on air. What is the date of when he broke the distance record of 66 miles underwater on scuba, right? Okay, so Jerry the Diver Guy and Casey the Tobacco Nut are better known as the Beards. And, I mean, the what is it again? Your Rum Dick Runners. The Rum Runners.
The Rum Runners.
Buddy Team. So what is your date for that one, Casey? And,
I actually know
Jerry.
This one. Because
you know this
I remember,
one.
Yeah, I remember talking to Neil about it. It was in... 68.
Okay, and
1968,
and the month and date. What do you want to say? Yeah,
I don't remember that part.
Okay, well, not even close. All right, so you got it wrong. I'm gonna
wait. No,
what?
You need to double check your facts there.
I got Neil standing by right here. Neil, are they correct or wrong?
Wrong.
See?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. How dare you question the judges in this competition? This is
you
an
were
Olympic
thinking of the death.
Event. Yeah. I
didn't realize I was being judged by the dive god.
Yes,
no,
you are.
I can't take it.
Yeah. We have set some therapists on standby here for the competition because we figured this was going to send some of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad into therapy. But we'll deal with that. More coming up next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Do you have a message or a product that you'd like to share with the diving world? Well, look no further than Scuba Radio. Just like you, thousands of diving enthusiasts are hearing this message. And we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to scubaradio.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.